Miss Havisham's eyes rested on me. She stared and said in a low voice,
"Is it real?"
"It is I, Pip. Mr. Jaggers gave me your note yesterday, and I have lost no time."
"I want," she said, "to show you that I am not all stone. Are you very unhappy now?"
"I am far from happy, Miss Havisham." She was not kneeling now, but was down upon the ground.
"Until you spoke to her the other day, and until I saw in you a looking-glass that showed me what I once felt myself, I did not know what I had done, what I have done, what I have done."
I leaned over her and touched her lips with mine, just as they said,
"Take the pencil and write under my name. I forgive her."
Mr. Jaggers was at his desk, but seeing me enter, got up immediately and stood by the fire. "Now, Pip, be careful."
"I will, sir."
"Don't commit yourself, and don't commit anyone, you understand, anyone. Don't tell me anything. I don't want to know anything. I am not curious."
I merely want, Mr. Jaggers," said I, "to assure myself that what I have been told is true."
"Did you say told or informed?" "Told would seem to imply verbal communication. You can't have verbal communication with a man in New South Wales, you know."
"I will say informed, Mr. Jaggers."
"Good.
I have been informed by a person named Abel Magwitch that he is the benefactor so long unknown to me."
"That is the man in New South Wales."
"And only he," said I.
"And only he.
But I always supposed it was Miss Havisham. It looked so like it, sir."
"Not a particle of evidence, Pip. Take nothing on its looks. Take everything on evidence. There's no better rule. Good day, Pip."